Now, FEMA and county officials began going door-to-door yesterday to assess damage due to the record rainfall and wind-related damage. This morning, we checked in with Hawaii Emergency Management's Executive Officer Luke Myers, who just started his new job.
Right now, we continue to work with our federal and local partners. The major impacts that we have seen have been on the Big Island in Hawaii County. Over 100 homes had some type of flood damage. They are actively doing damage assessments today, yesterday, and tomorrow over the next few days to determine how bad and how severe the impacts are. Obviously, there's also a number of public works and transportation impacts on the Big Island, but with over 50 inches of rain at multiple rain gauges on the Big Island, that's where we've seen the biggest impact. Maui County has also reported back to us, obviously, that we had the fire situation in the Lahaina area, and there were a number of homes and structures that were impacted. Those numbers are still being looked at, and they also had a pretty big blockage of a culvert, basically, that blew out a road. So those are the major two areas that we are still looking at and trying to do assessments. We also heard from our partners here on Oahu from City and County of Honolulu. They had some minor stuff. Obviously, we had the fire out on the Waianae coast, but all those impacts have been mitigated, and Kauai County, they're pretty normal at this time. So we continue to lean forward and work with FEMA and our other federal partners and with the counties to ensure that we're able to document damages and to potentially prepare for some type of short and long-term recovery assistance from FEMA if we're able to justify the amount of damage.
When do you expect to get that report done, this week?
Yeah, we're hoping by later on Thursday or Friday that we should have some preliminary numbers. And then we'll try to work those from the inside. But we're shooting for the end of the week, potentially.
And there was a team from FEMA that was here and dispatched to various islands. How did that work out?
It was actually really great coordination. FEMA's learned a lot of lessons from the hurricane season last year. They pre-deployed. They had resources in place. We were able to bring over some urban search and rescue teams, too, which actually helped out on the island of Maui. And currently there's a team that's on the Big Island. So that partnership and relationship with FEMA is very important, and I think that they've learned a lot of lessons. And the hurricane season is young, so everything that we can do now to prepare for the rest of the season and be involved with them is vitally important.
And there is another hurricane that's formed, I think, in the eastern Pacific.
Yes, so we are watching. There's a tropical storm, Miriam, that's out there. We actually started one of our weather calls today, tropical cyclone calls, with the Weather Service and our county partners, one, to make sure for life safety conditions currently, the status, but two, looking out. Right now, that projected path, according to the National Weather Service, is expected to be kind of east of the islands and move away, but we are actively watching it, and we will wait for future guidance from them.
And what's the message that you want to get out there? We did dodge a bullet with Lane.
Yeah, so I think it's important with all the survivors that we had from Hurricane Lane, we did have a number of impacts. Oahu and Kauai may have dodged a bullet, but on the Big Island and on Maui, there were some pretty good impacts. And so, yes, as a state, some may say that we dodged a bullet, but overall, we will have some short-term and long-term recovery issues for those two islands. Moving forward, the hurricane season is young. We ask those that stocked up on hurricane supplies before Hurricane Lane to keep those, make the best use of them, not return them to the stores, and be vigilant. Listen to your officials and take any preparedness measures you can, because you never know when a new incident is going to arise.
So if you found yourself flat-footed, the stores are stocking up, go out and be prepared as you can, I guess, is really the bottom line.
That is the bottom line. As soon as those shelves get filled back up, take a chance to relook at your emergency supply kit and refill it and get ready for our next test.
Okay. And what was the experience like for you since you've just come on board?
Being in the islands for less than a week, it was a great opportunity to see all of our federal, state, and local partners work in the same sandbox together and play. Disasters tend to bring out the best in everyone. We're a very resilient community here. from the public to our various partners in government and the private sector. So it was a unique opportunity to meet many of them in the first week on the job that traditionally that may take months, if not years sometimes. So I appreciated the opportunity to work with them and look forward to working with them in the future.
Wow, so you got exposed to a lot of faces. Now you have to remember everybody's names.
That is correct. I have a lot of business cards that I need to associate some faces with. So.
Okay, all right. Anything else that you think be important to note?
Just that our overall message is to be prepared. You never know when an incident can occur. Get to know your neighbors, get to know your coworkers, and leverage them as a resource. And most of all, we appreciate you all pushing the message out to preparedness, because it takes a family to be prepared.
Luke Myers is a newly appointed executive officer for the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency.